difficult decisions that went against us, for use of better phrasing. And yeah, it gave us a mountain to climb. Having said that as well, we still have to defend the instances and the goals we did better than we did today. But it certainly made it very difficult for us, that's for sure.
You went out on the pitch at half time to have a word with Stuart Atwell, the referee. What did he say to you? How did he explain why he'd taken that decision?
I was quite calm in asking the question. You know, just what I've said here. You know, the wording is, it's not about last man. Even then, that night was in the cover in the centre of the park. It's a clear goal scoring opportunity. So somebody, I think it was Scott Parker, nicked the ball and Rob Galley's, he did, and there's no doubt it was a foul, and he was going through in a wide area on his left side. He's a naturally right-sided player as well. I mean, I'm totally bemused by it, I've got to say that. I mean, I've seen a lot in football, some decisions you think, well, I could understand to a degree why that was given. I can't understand that one today. And I mean, I like Stuart Atwell, I've gone well with him, and I'll go and ask the question now again, but totally bemused.
How did that change the game for you then? Because in one way it seemed to inspire the team, because Jaskalainen was absolutely sensational in that first half.
Yeah, he was. Well, he's a top goalkeeper. But again, you know, it gave us a lot to do, because obviously we had to give up one of our strikers, because Tottenham Hotspur are the form team in the league at the moment, was Manchester City, as we know. So we knew it was a tough ask, given that, you know, one of our two of ours would be low in confidence and a little bit down their confidence as well. So it gave us an awful lot to do. And you're right, we battled manfully to half time. But obviously, the longer the game goes and with players having to do a little bit extra, you can be cut open. But I mean, my disappointment is that we could still, you know, all the three goals involved, one of the goals was from our corner when they broke on us as they do, and the other two was from their set players, and we have to be doing better in those instances. And I've said that to the players, but we also know as well it only takes us one win to get us up and running and moving up that league.
Well, you've had that in the past when you beat Stoke so convincingly 5-0, and again there were signs here. How do you keep that positive urge still? I know that's very much part of your makeup, but do the players still share it?
Well, they have to, as I've said before, because we have good players, and we know we've had a terrible time with, you know, the injuries and the suspensions have been incredible. And you know, I'll say here and now that will be appealed, that red card against Gary Cahill, because it's anyway. So you know, stuff like that has went against us. There's no doubt about it. But of course, you have to remain positive, because we know we have good players. We know we have a good team. Yes, it's a difficult time, absolutely. But the one thing we'll do is we'll stay together. Again, we're back superbly with our fans today up in the corner that travelled, you know, all the way down here. And as I said before, we have to keep, as I say, believing in what we're doing, going and winning games and start moving up the league and give those fans something to smile about.
Christmas card to Mr. Atwell?
Well, I would suggest there'd be more than Mr. Atwell on it. But, I mean, as I said, I got in well with Stuart. I think he's had, that decision, I mean, you end up getting yourself in trouble when really there's no need for that to compound what's already happened. So I'll have a chat and we'll take it from there.